What if the prison system's all wrong? What if the past 25 years of explosive growth in the prison systems of this country was all predicated on a series of wrong and costly assumptions? What if crime victims really don't want prisoners tormented and abused out of some atavistic eye-for-an-eye revenge bloodlust? What if the promise made by the get-tough criminologists that by increasing the sufferings of prisoners and making the prisons terrifying, isolated human warehouses, no parolee would ever come back was a boneheaded mistake? What if building thousands of gun tower ringed and razor wire fenced edifices to human failure, far out in the boondocks and away from the cities, was a self-fulfilling prophecy of steel and concrete? What if giving all the power to prosecutors to decide who would be buried alive in the horror of the prisons and who would be afforded leniency was a bad idea? What if imprisoning a larger share of our fellow human beings than any society in the entire long history of the world was a tragic error in judgment? What if the peculiarly American idea of criminal justice, with its sole and singular focus on retribution and punishment, was merely a frightening aberration and not the right way? What if instead it is now time, after millions of lives have been ruined, after hundreds of thousands of families have been torn asunder, after incalculable damage has been done to several generations of men and women, disproportionately people of color, almost exclusively poor people, what if instead it's time to stop the crazy train of punishment, punishment, punishment? What if the prison system's all wrong? This is Kenneth B. Hartman, Executive Director of the Other Death Penalty Project, from inside California's prison system.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.